definitely throwing away my relationship for Oprah, for the old Jennifer Hudson, throwing it away for the old Shaka. Hey guys, we're doing a fucking podcast. I don't know if anybody noticed. I see niggas on their phone. Richard.
We're on?
We're doing work here.
You guys started?
Well, no, why don't you be a fucking professional and respect me? Respect this building. Respect everybody in here.
The nigga that was 2 hours late.
Right.
All right, wait. If we're going to play specifics here, I guess.
Okay.
I suppose.
I was a whole Caucasian today. I showed up 15 minutes early.
I feel like all of our guests learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been late.
I think the standard is too high for you guys. Maybe that's what it is.
That's the problem. You think too highly of these niggas.
Of these?
I tried to slide it in. Those niggas.
Now you're listening to NWO Podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is the NWO podcast.
Nigga,
raw,
nigga.
Real.
Nigga, news.
Hey, go ahead, crew,
nigga. Little bitch, we some niggas with a pin. We some niggas with a pin. We some niggas with a pin. We some niggas. With a pin, nigga 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 with a pin, nigga. I know some niggas and they got a pins. Bitch, you need a pins, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pins, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pins, come and get them from these niggas. Hey, it's me, Benny and Ricky. Going crazy, seeing this weed is hella sticky. We got Chris, we got Jax, realest niggas in the bitty, and it's all facts. Hey, I'm sipping tea and Theraflu. So what the fuck you wanna do? I'm finna be high to the sky, eating our humble pie. Chris got the fucking Hennessy in the cut. I'm about to put my meat in your girl's butt. Yeah, I do anal, it's not fatal. And I'm screaming down the canal. Or canal. Canal.
Wait, so the intro, you guys do that live?
Every week.
Wow.
Every fucking week.
That is impressive. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, though. You lost me at anal. You lost me.
You had me at anal. You lost me at canal.
Canal. Thank you. Okay, I lost you at the right part.
Both.
So you, wait, just, I'm sorry. Go ahead, continue. I'm going to get back to you. Go ahead.
So, ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct, as we typically love to do every Tuesday. Female tested, Negro approved. Mm-hmm. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in all buffoonery. Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince,
yo,
Vegan Trap Lord,
gay,
and we got a special guest this evening. We have Jax the Messenger in the building.
What's good?
Hey, welcome, brother. Welcome.
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, the poor young man. Gentlemen, how we feeling? Is everybody good?
Feeling good.
I'm
feeling good.
Ben, back to you. You've never dabbled in a butt?
No.
You've never did the butt? No. You ever had a request?
No. No, I like
requests are weird, aren't they?
I live a very, very standard.
The requests always come at the most awkward
base
time.
Model.
Like middle of brunch, like, whoa, you what?
Like yesterday,
my homegirl was telling me that her nigga, okay, what's
wait
up?
A minute,
and you be knowing who the nigga is, like, damn.
Bro, so, me. Do you put a finger in the butt?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, because everybody bowling balls once in a while.
Okay, that's happened. That's happened once. The hook.
Bowling ball.
Yeah, bowling ball it.
Captain Hooked one time.
Yeah. All right. Because I'm trying to understand. Okay. All right. Okay.
Captain Hook is a good title.
It's a great title.
Captain Hook.
Arg.
Yo.
I didn't know the show was going to begin this way, although
I'm
not.
We could use Ben's Halloween picture.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Fuck. Don't forget.
Don't forget. That's going to be.
Speaking of Halloween costumes, make sure y'all pull up to the Niggas and Nightmares extravaganza. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be filled with niggery and just nightmarish good times.
Nightmarish good times. You know what? The more I stared at the title, the more I decided maybe I should come as a nigga's worst nightmare. Because the party is called Niggas and Nightmares.
So you're going to come dressed as a judge.
Or a cop. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Our baby mama.
So,
or a bottle of water.
Next year, we should really apply a theme to it and come as the nigga's worst nightmare. And then we're going to have all kind of creative baby mama costumes with seven children dragging behind her. They can really go crazy with it.
Yeah.
Let's theme it up next year. Let's really go crazy with the theme.
That'd be hilarious.
Come here dressed as a nigga's worst nightmare. God, that'd be fucking funny.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
Come dressed as a wedding ring.
Ooh.
Come dressed.
I'm just wearing a white shirt that says commitment.
Come dressed as a positive pregnancy test.
Just gonna have a white shirt that says child support on it.
I'll just come for the Haitians that I'll just come dressed as a green card.
Oh. Funny as fuck. All right. They wouldn't know what that is. Off top, first of all, I want to congratulate Jax because Jax was the winner of the MEA award for the category of poetry.
Yeah, I actually I'm gonna bring it here. I got it in the trunk, but I was gonna pull it out.
You was there, bro?
Huh?
You was there?
Unfortunately, I had other engagements.
Oh, big time,
you Hollywood flex.
It's not that I'm Hollywood. No, I had
I'm not saying you Hollywood.
Song of the week. This week is going to be Rick Ross, big time.
You, not Hollywood.
Yeah, the big flex time was Hollywood.
So they didn't tell you beforehand you were going to win. You had no idea.
Nah, they didn't tell nobody. No. Like, nobody
why might think
win.
It's rigged? Like,
because it's an award show. It might be.
They did. Not they did yet. A, they did not a. Yet. They did a. They said that people actually tried to pay them. Mm-hmm. That's what the committee said. People tried to pay them to win. And
that's crazy.
They were highly offended by that.
Oh, really?
If it was rigged, I wouldn't have won. Trust me. I wouldn't have won. Trust me.
So you're saying I'm it's not only really real because you are.
I'm not really liked in Miami culture. It's like a secret. Like, people just like.
People don't fuck with you.
They fuck with what I do. They just hate that it's me.
Mm. Well, what is it about you? What is it about
why
you?
Why do people hate
because,
you?
Because. I was in the bottom, and I just surpassed everybody. I was the
fuck
one that
niggas.
I was the one that on you know they didn't want to show like okay he's nobody, and the people, the fans,
and I
just elevated, and it was kind of like standing. Yeah, and I'm not grimy as them to fit in. In grimy culture, you got to be grimy, and the fact that I didn't collaborate them with everything I got going on, I just did it by myself. They're not a part of it. They can't. I'm not in the pictures.
Boy, that made people
love.
Mad
I'm not,
as fuck.
I'm not part of that. You know what I mean? That fake Miami inner circle thing. So they hate that because they're not a part of it.
Because
but when they see me,
it's
always respect. It's always respect, salute. But I know you don't like me.
Fuck what a hater.
Because there are
say.
People who feel like you have to go through certain channels.
Right, and I didn't go through those channels.
And when you skip those channels
I did.
Do shit that's better than
the
they're doing, it's frustrating.
Let's tell the truth.
That's exactly
niggas
what it is.
Niggas be mad that you ain't have to suck dick.
Those are the exact words I said. I said those exact words. Yeah. I don't have to suck dick. They mad I didn't suck dick, so they mad. Like, like
niggas got a jaw full of cum and they're hot.
I peeped it. I peeped the gatekeepers are not really gatekeepers. You don't have nothing. Nah. You think niggas winning? I pull up on you. It's like, oh, I can help you.
That's like it's like everything else, bro.
Y'all be fraud. The hey, people that's at the thing. Top. Can I just say this? This is a perfect platform because now y'all got me in a mood.
Yeah, let's go.
Listen, man. A lot of these people y'all think winning, they're not winning for real life.
No,
they're not winning, and I know the truth. So it's like I could care less what you feel you could bring to the table. It's like I don't have to do your event. I don't have to do your networking event because ain't no work in your net.
Ooh,
punch! Wait a second. Can we get a
bum? Could you just imagine a network meeting full of bums? Just oh my god, it
happens all the time.
What
do
you
take networking? Pictures.
Niggas trading soda cans and shit.
Not
niggas trading bottles.
Hey, not a damn thing.
I give you my Pepsi, you give me your cola, and then niggas just trading. Oh my god,
take this picture with me, man.
Right? Yeah, take these pictures with me. So it's like if it was rigged, I'm the last person that would have won. So I can say that because I know my situation in Miami where my position is, if it was rigged. Or maybe, you know, you just couldn't.
The thing is, I know a lot of the poets in this community just because doing comedy shows, they always put them together.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've seen, I don't know who's in the category, but I know pretty much the poets in this community. But I think you're the only one that released like a iTunes project.
Listen, can we talk? We just on? We live?
Yeah.
Can we talk?
All right. I hate this nigga, bro.
Nah, I gotta talk my shit. And I've been humble for too long. And the way I see it is like they never respected it. That they mad anyway. So let me give y'all some facts. Right. 2018, first person in the city to drop a spoken word album. iTunes.
I need some title, bombs, Ben. I need some bombs.
Spotify. Everywhere. First week. Top 100 on Amazon.
Fuck these niggas.
Bomb. Did that. Right? Cool. We lit. Right? Nice. Only person doing a spoken word album. Streams coming in. Wow. This is great.
Give me some gunshots now.
2019 come. Right? 1, 2, 3, 5 spoken word albums drop. So Jax drop a surprise one on Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Boom!
Jax does a release party on Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Boom!
City come out.
Ooh. Boom!
Jax spoken word EP, only one out of everything that dropped, gets nominated for an MEA.
Ooh. Boom!
And he's nominated for Best Poet.
Ooh.
Come on.
Now, see, here's my thing.
Don't forget the flex.
Come on.
As a comedian, right? Like, if I see another comedian working his ass off.
Right.
Like, I can do nothing but salute it and aspire to be as focused as he is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see myself being angry that someone's working their ass off.
Mm. That's nuts.
But that's Miami. And, like, you know what it is? It's like, I'm so unbothered and so out of the circle. And see, at least with comedy or with rap or anything else in Miami, people will fake it. When they see me, they'll fake it. They're like, oh, I see you, bro, but they want to be in your position. But with poetry is like, what's up? So I retired. I retired. I got the MEA. I'm just gonna end it here.
Hey, this is why people hate you. What type of this nigga gonna grab an award and retire?
I'm retired. Fucking,
that's why I want to fight you. I'm not even a poet now. You made me hot.
Yeah, so I'm retired. I'm chilling. I don't got no poetry. I got my stream.
Hey.
I got my other source of income. We good. We chilling.
You know what?
I'm retired.
Okay,
I'm
this actually goes straight into one of our subjects for today. So I want to understand. Well, I want to ask. Do you guys think you guys can handle working with somebody that you despise?
Mm.
Like, if it made you some money, or let's take it further. Could you work with somebody who's wronged you in the past for the betterment of making some money?
I've done that, but it doesn't work. Like, I had to walk out. The money was good, too, making some good money, but you're an evil person. You're an evil, evil person, but this money is so good. And eventually, I couldn't do it just for my mental.
So, you think it's a bad move just for your sanity?
Yeah, now I don't even want to do nothing. You could throw a check at me. I don't even want to do you, even if I know you don't fuck with me or if I don't fuck with you.
You don't want the vibes?
I don't want the vibes. Like, the money doesn't even move me anymore. The opportunity doesn't even move me because I know I'm going to figure out a way. I'm a hustler.
Ben, could you work with somebody who you loathe or somebody who's wronged you for the sake of a check?
I've done so in the past. It depends on what else is coming along with the actual engagement or project, if you want to call it that. If there's like an impact that could come as a result of it, then I'm more inclined to actually just put my pride to the side and work with the person. Because sometimes it's bigger than you. Sometimes it's bigger than the in-house fighting. Sometimes outside of the house has more of an impact and that's more meaningful for you to actually go forward with.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
I agree.
Because like, kind of like people in R&B groups, like, to the world, y'all winning. But y'all know backstage, y'all do
turmoil.
Hate these
niggas. Turmoil.
But y'all on top of the charts. Y'all winning right now. But I can't stand it. I've been in situations like that. We on top. Ain't nobody doing what we doing. But I cannot stand you niggas. Eventually, I'm going to be that nigga that say, I'm gonna be the first one out of the group.
So you have that kind of personality where you could be the first nigga to pop off and say, fuck that, I'm going solo. I can't do this shit.
Now, back then, no. Not because you know why? Because now I just like peace. I value peace. Like, I'll throw this whole shit away. I'd rather be homeless than be peaceful. Because mental is a big thing for me.
I can't go that far. Man. I mean, like I value
been,
peace,
you
too.
You haven't been pushed to that point where you're, like, mentally drained. Somebody has mentally drained you. That shit is toxic as fuck.
That's some first world shit. That niggas rather be homeless than mentally drained.
You right. I probably just made too much money, huh?
Okay, yeah, because homeless, I don't think niggas really understand what homeless. Homeless or mentally drained?
But not really. Okay, not homeless, but I'm saying, like,
you rather be fucked up.
I'd rather, yeah, because okay. I know the fucked up not gonna last long because I know I have enough confidence. You can make a way to get back.
Okay.
It's gonna be temporary.
Richard, could you work with somebody that you hated or despised? Or somebody who's wronged you?
Despite the podcast?
Oh. Fuck you, pussy. It's whatever. Just know that.
But no, I don't think I can, bro. Only because I don't think, like, making money to me is not worth. For me, like, I don't think I could do it because it's going to affect my performance. Mm. So if it's like we're doing entertaining.
That's true.
I don't think the consumers are going to be getting a good product anyways. Right. Because if I'm working with somebody that I can't be myself around or give my all, it's not going to be worth it. So at that point, I would have to walk away. So I can't do it.
Ah, I know somebody just like you. No, no. And
I can't do it.
It's like if the vibe isn't right, you can't perform the same way you would typically perform under happier conditions.
Right.
And it just, yeah. If it throws off the product, the performance, the project, whatever it is, then sure, you have to.
You sound like that. I got bills, nigga. Like, I ain't going.
Nigga, I mean, yeah. Okay. I mean, like, ultimately, like, I work all the time with motherfuckers who I don't like, motherfuckers who I thought were racist as shit, motherfuckers who I thought were stupid and incompetent as fuck, people who I thought were unreasonable. But ultimately, like, it's a job. I don't have to like you or these conditions because I don't expect to, like, work and like shit.
Right.
However, like, but
you're
it really
about one-time things. I'm talking about, like, day-to-day,
like,
doing this
for
shit.
For me, as long as said person can pull their weight, that's the only thing that would bother me if I'm working with somebody who can't pull their weight. Okay. If you're a terrible person who I hate, but you can pull your fucking weight and do what you're supposed to be doing, I can work under those conditions.
Yeah, I think that's what made me stay longer than I should have stayed.
Because they were pulling their weight. And see, so for me, like, even though you're awful, but if you're doing the fucking job the way I need you to do it, whatever the fuck, I don't have to like you. I'll go home and like people that I like there. I don't have to come to work to like people.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's just like at work. Just think about, like, if you have a boss or coworkers you don't like, it affects your job performance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because you're somewhere you don't like. You don't like the environment. So, I mean, that's how I look at it, bro.
No, I'm just about to tell him it's about to be his turn.
Oh,
don't scoop shit out. All right. So, Chris, do you ever think that you could potentially don't laugh, nigga? True.
Chris, right now is fucking up some spaghetti right now.
Yeah, I live up to the name.
Niggas with opinions.
Now, I want you to understand the spaghetti that he's eating comes from one place.
Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. And you can also enjoy the spaghetti by coming over to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. Holla at Chris. Let him know you're listening to the podcast. Come get some of the best vegan food in all of South Florida. Again, that address is 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. You can also call ahead of time by calling 954-241-7402. Again, that phone number is 954-241-7402. Pull up to the Vegan Trap House. Get your food. You can also order your tickets here for the Halloween costume party. Pull up to the Vegan Trap House.
I fucking love that song, bro.
Man.
When they play that shit in New York, the building, bro, that shit shakes.
This is a good track.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Great voice, too. Great voice.
That's a girl.
Yes. Yeah. You sound shocked, but.
Shout out
to her. I was. I thought it was a guy the whole time.
Well, yeah, because those fucking reggae voices, these niggas do whatever they want with their voice. Yeah.
You can't really tell.
No, you're right.
Shout out to the homie Coffee, man. She'd be fucking up.
With a K. She fuck it up. Chris, could you work with somebody you despise or somebody who's wronged you for the sake of the check? Nope. Morals too strong. I knew it.
It's not even so much the morals. It's like Ricky said, the vibes. Like. If you a part of the team and you throwing off the vibe, or our relationship is throwing off the team vibe, then whatever we're a team for, whatever reason that we're a team, is not the best that it can be, because you fucking it up or our vibe is fucking it up.
You just said something that I'm dealing with right now. I'm making a cut tomorrow morning.
Come on, cut that shit.
Literally.
Coupel sick.
Literally. Cut and you, that. And this because of the vibes, you fucking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end product is not going to be the same.
Yeah.
If everything before that is not how it's supposed to be, man. Look at Shaq and Kobe. They're supposed to win like 9 rings. Niggas only won 3.
Like, that's why people like me can't understand that. Because, like, bro, just do the fucking work. Stop being a bitch.
That's why Shaq was But Kobe,
but Shaq was a vibes nigga. Mm-hmm. Both of them boys were like, the vibe ain't right here. Both of us can't feel like we can be the leader. One of these niggas got to go. They both felt like one of these niggas had to go.
See, Shaq was vibes. Kobe was all work.
Kobe is me.
Yeah. So Kobe is me. Kobe couldn't understand why someone's so talented and you know, is not in the gym 24/7.
Just do the fucking work. Shaq's mind,
he's like, I'm the most dominant ever. I could do what I want. We just won. Let's fucking party. Kobe's not built like that.
I can't do that, bro.
Can you dig it? That's Shaq.
Yeah.
She was having a good time.
You think Kobe would ever hit the... Can you think Kobe's going to do that shit?
No. I think Kobe just started having fun like a little bit after retirement. Like, I don't think he knew what fun was.
Just drives around his city in a helicopter.
He's happy as fuck now, bro. All he, like, does, he can smile.
All he does now is coach his daughter's basketball team and they beat everybody's ass. He's still engulfed in
basketball.
He's
blowing them out. He was the same nigga who said, I can never coach because I would be too intense. But he must have been on the fucking side, on the bleachers, watching his daughter like, this nigga's an idiot, bro. I
he's doing a...
they
he's
have
doing...
clips of him, like, just, like, breaking hearts. Talking
fuck this.
Shit.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
And he's doing a basketball camp now with all the stars. Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving. He's doing a camp with all these stars.
Dope.
And he's instilling wisdom. And you could just see it. That he's just still... His mind is still engulfed in basketball. Like,
could
he's just
imagine
all business, bro.
How tough the skin you have to be Kobe's daughter playing basketball for him. Could you imagine the shit, you stupid little whore? Make the fucking jump shot, bitch. Could you imagine?
Why do you think Kobe is
talk
like
to
that?
His daughter like that?
Like, what has he done?
Well, you know, that's the way he's portrayed as. He's portrayed as this basketball savant that just...
A fucking asshole, a fucking monster, yeah. A fucking nigga who doesn't understand why you can't be as good. Look, nigga, just make the shot. Everybody can do it.
God forbid you miss the trash can, huh?
Everybody can do it.
Kobe.
The fuck was that, huh?
The fuck? No one's above a good Kobe cuss out.
That's funny as hell. To imagine that Kobe would be
just
intense
as fuck
of a father
as he is
a basketball player.
He's probably the nicest dad ever. He's probably like the complete opposite. I don't think he could be an asshole like
fuck
that 100% all day, every day.
Because I'm one of those niggas, bro. I don't believe there's just a switch like that, bro. You think...
Well, I'm an asshole. I'm trying to think if I'm asshole all day.
You're an asshole to your children. I'm sure of it. Bro,
you're right.
When I go home from a comedy show that I had a great time at, I can't sleep because I'm wired. So literally, when I go home, I'm still firing off jokes.
Because you're drunk.
Because I'm drunk.
So Aria has this thing where she sees the logo, she says, podcast. She says, podcast. And so I'm going to be really hard on her to make her the best podcaster there ever was.
Worker.
I'm a worker, a baby podcaster.
Gonna be
if
amazing.
She can make a little 5-year-old podcast,
oh my God,
the other little 5-year-old fucks listen to.
Don't put that out into the universe.
That's what I was going to say.
Sounds
hey,
great.
Edit all stop this right shit
you're
out.
You're going to be her engineer.
As a matter of fact, just start it right here.
Little nigglet with opinions.
Yeah, little nigglets. That's what I called her. I said, hey, nigglets, daddy's home.
Jax.
Yes, sir.
How often do you change your towel? Niggas on the spot.
No. Every week, no more than 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks is the longest. Cause then, yeah. That's when I wash. Cause that's around the time like I have to do laundry, anyways.
As a man,
I don't have much clothes.
I want to ask you a real question. I expect the truth from you.
Okay.
As a man in your adulthood, manhood.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've gone without changing that bitch out?
My towel.
Yeah.
No, I change that pretty regularly because I'm telling you, what doesn't get changed regularly are the bed sheets.
What's your longest with the bed sheets?
Damn, I'm dirty, dirty.
Tell, just come on, just be out with it. It's okay.
About, I want to say about the longest, 2 months.
Niggas were crazy. Damn. 2 months isn't even that bad, though.
You fucking on these bed sheets?
So, we.
He's speaking French now.
We. Turn the fire on these niggas.
We having prayer meetings. My mic went off.
Perfect. No, you good. You live.
I can't hear nothing. Oh,
plug it in.
Okay, I think I'm, yeah. Oof, I thought I got saved. Yeah.
No,
we
bro.
Having prayer meetings on these,
Ricky, how often do you change your towels? It's not even fair because you live with a woman. You probably don't even change your towels.
Very often, yeah.
Every 2 days, there's a brand new towel there.
Don't even know,
and
what
by
it
the
takes.
Way, I want to inform everyone, I'm now using a wash rag.
There might, I saw somebody make a suggestion about those wash rag gloves.
Yeah.
Anybody ever use the gloves?
No, but that sounds convenient as fuck.
There's little wash rag gloves you could just.
I would love to. Where
I
get those?
I use my wife's. My wife had one. I use hers.
The gloves?
Yeah.
Is it lit?
Yeah.
I figured it'd be.
It's like washing with your hands. I don't know.
I just feel like washing your ears would be crazy effective.
Nah.
With the finger, what, you bitch? You just,
wait, they're not mittens. They're like gloves.
They're gloves, fingers, yeah. Bro.
Oh, that's lit.
Oh my god!
Imagine a face scrubbing.
Oh, you can
it's not that great. I promise.
You can do all that shit, bro.
We're gonna need info on that.
Yeah. Nigga, Amazon, look at this finger wash. I don't know. I'm sure it's not wash rag on the fucking Amazon.
Y'all should do it. Y'all should have a niggas with a pen on wash rag.
Oh, that's wash rag review.
We'll do wash rag. We're gonna start selling wash rags, bro. Wash your ass right in Ricky's face.
Please don't put me on that one.
So wait, with the hand gloves, you clean your ass with the same shit you're rubbing your face with?
I guess you have to pick a hand. Left for your ass, right for your face. Don't mix them up.
Like, wait, which was the ass hand? I don't know.
Ass hand.
Something's not getting washed that day. The face. You gotta sacrifice something.
Okay, Ben, I know that you niggas live with women. So during your bachelor days, what was your towel changing like schedule? How often?
Every 7 days.
So every week you were changing out your towel.
Every week.
Your sheets?
The sheets would stay on for like, what do you do? The sheets would stay on a little longer for like a month. Probably like a
the
month.
Sheets, yeah.
Yeah.
Nowadays, how often are you changing out those sheets nowadays?
It's a task. Change out the sheets.
No, because these niggas live with women, so it's not even their job anymore.
Okay. Yeah, y'all blessed.
You understand? The sheets
every
just
weeks,
disappear.
Every 2 weeks, I walk the in sheets. As a brand new.
New sheets that smell like Downy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. House is amazing. She cleans every Sunday. The house is fully clean.
Oh, you got
clean.
A keeper. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, boo. Ooh.
Wow. I mean, I do. I don't know if she does.
Oh. Funny as fuck.
I go into the second bathroom and I can't find my fucking beard pick. I'm like, where's my pick? Where is it? Where did it go?
That's the only thing.
Yeah, I just had to buy a new one last.
When you live with a woman, bro, your shit just always getting reorganized. Because even in a mess, I know where shit is in my mess. If my room is filthy, I can tell you where everything is located within this filth.
Facts.
But when you fix it without a system.
Mm.
Yeah.
No system?
It's disorganized with a system.
Well, I mean, you know, they have a system. It's just not your system. So exactly. It's just, it might as well not even be a system if you don't understand it.
If Maya was here, she would tell you that I don't scream or yell about anything in the house. Unless it's the girls that done some dumb shit at her at all. Unless there's one thing. That's when she cleans and she touches my shit. There's nothing in life that grinds my gears, boils my grits, more.
Rotates your rotors.
Rotate my rotors. Than her touching my shit, bro. Like, I have something somewhere, and she's like, well, you clean up after yourself. No, but I know where all my shit is. Just keep, let's
there's
leave it.
System.
It's not bothering you. Just leave it there. And her biggest pet peeve is, like, leaving little shit around, lying around. I was like, damn, dog.
Why must everything be filed in a cabinet? Bro, I can't. Like, it's just us here. Like, why? We don't even invite nobody over here, but you have the house clean like somebody.
Why is this house so clean? Fuck! Fuck!
Why the hell is your closet color coordinated, man?
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm not putting black with black pants. I'm putting.
I'm
trying
like
to put
rainbow,
this shit
though.
In it's the so fucking convenient. Closet so I can walk away.
That shit's so convenient, bro.
No, but Chris,
not for me. Chris,
I don't do it.
It follows the damn sequence of the rainbow, literally. That's crazy to me.
That's how your closet is organized?
No, not mine.
Oh,
Not mine. I told her to leave my shit alone.
So yours is color coordinated?
Yeah, ish.
Is she nitpicky about when you fuck it up, or is that your thing?
Nah, that's her thing.
Is she nitpicky when you fuck it up?
I don't know, nigga. I don't care.
Well, see, well then, if that's the thing. If you're not an asshole, if I fuck up, color coordinate that bitch. I don't care.
No, me.
Oh. I thought I had something in my fucking mouth. No. He just looking at me, my eyes rubbing his shit.
Make some eye contact there?
Right. Nigga's just rubbing his nose. My nigga, I want to say, like, the longest I've gone without changing bed sheets has been, like, maybe 3 months when I was living Savage Life.
Savage Life?
Savage Life. Because that means I was rotating pussies.
So
on
you was really fucking
one time, on them. One time I might have slept on them shits. One time I might have grew mushrooms. Listen.
Nigga.
one time I might have gone half a year.
I'm trying to tell you, like,
you don't know, understand how like you forget to do that shit.
Over and over again.
3 months, you forget.
Because every time I wash, it's an emergency. So I'm sitting on the bed, putting all the clothes in the bag, you forget to grab the shit off the bed because you're sitting on the bed.
So you know what I used to do? I used to just put all my dirty clothes on the bed and take the drawer with it and fold it
brilliant.
Grab it all at once.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Mm. I seen Ben. I'm like, Ben is always washing clothes. He's always cleaning the house. I guess I should do the same.
There used to be this process, though, that I figured out, right? Like, that could keep you from having to change your bed sheets.
Febreze?
Every single time you had a nice young lady come over and y'all had prayer.
We had prayer meetings.
Prayer meetings.
Febreze.
You get you one blanket, right? Before you invite said sis over, you cover the bed in that blanket. And then when she leaves after the prayer meeting, you take that blanket up. Your bed's still clean.
So it's a big nut rag.
It's a huge nut rag. It's like a period rag.
But even sleeping on it, period though,
you don't got to sleep on it. You put it away.
I'm saying about the one that you do sleep, the one underneath, that has to get changed because our skin peels, whether you know it or not.
Nah, but I'm talking about like a thick ass quilt.
That's a whole nut sheet.
It's a nut sheet. It's like a period towel.
Ladies, I'm just saying this to say that, like, when you with that nigga, ask him when he changed these sheets last and watch him stutter. He's going to lie to you.
He's going to be like Jackson, start saying, wee-wee.
If he lives alone, bro, them sheets.
Febreze will fool the hell out of you.
Hey, oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Febreze works like a charm, bro. Hey, yo, we got one coming through. All right.
You ever like,
ooh, your room's clean.
That would change the smell.
It smells nice in here.
You ever like skeeted on your sheets? I have to change these sheets.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you came back, oh, the stain's gone.
It's gone.
well, so much for that. I don't got to change these sheets.
So much for that.
I thought it was going to be a stainer, but it wasn't a stainer.
You know how much wasted ejaculation with other sheets? There was a few times when Ben would come in my room. I'd be like, yo, sit down. No. Because he knew what time it was. He nigga never sat on my bed. Ever, dog. I lived with this nigga for 10 years. I've never seen it. This nigga's never sat on my bed. Because he knows. Wasted sperm everywhere.
Let me tell you something. If that shit don't stain, it's not getting changed, little bitch.
You're a saver. You're a saver, and that's good. You're doing a lot for the economy. You're going green, my friend.
Somebody put that in as a title. If it stains.
Doing your part to save the planet. Good for you.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
Good times, bro.
Ladies, be vigilant. Ask about these towels, bro.
They have no idea. They just come to niggas' house.
It's the same concept when you got a little nut on the boxers, and it's like, should I change these?
Fuck.
You kind of drop.
Bro, Maya won't use one. Maya won't use my towels. She won't use none of them. Like, she's just like.
She's disgusted by you.
She is. That's why I said I found a keeper. I don't know about you, if she did.
I mean, at this point, you just got to keep giving her children, bro.
That's it, man.
That's it. Yeah. Just don't stop till you get enough. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Chris is so loud. Me and Ricky, we were talking on the way over here. And I can't believe that we never talked about, like, whether or not anybody here has been to jail before. I'm going to get the unusual suspects out of the way. Jax, have you ever been to jail?
No.
I know. I can tell. You ever got close?
Got hella close.
When did you get close to going to jail?
I got hella, well, the first time I got clothes for skipping school. The cop pulled us over. What you guys doing? We were skipping. It was a group of five of us. I thought about running, but I was a chubby kid. And I was like, nah.
Bad but, chances.
Aha. I did run, though. That's why I didn't go to jail.
Did you run?
I ran.
The nigga stayed?
I ran. Like, four of us ran. Somebody stayed. And then they shoved up the girl that stayed as if she was going to run. She's like, what the fuck? I'm the only one that stayed. Y'all roughing me up. But I knew the area well, so I knew where to hide. I just had to run for, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah, niggas, a 1-2 step.
Yeah. And then I stayed there for about 3 hours.
Is that you? They probably left after 20 minutes. It was
just yeah. They like they didn't want to do shit that day.
No, come on. If they just got the one that stayed, they weren't trying to.
Ricky. I was worried about her snitching.
Did she snitch?
No, she didn't. I didn't go to jail.
She held it down?
Yeah, she held it down. She said she didn't know us. She just met us.
She almost got a kidnapping charge.
Where is she today?
Huh?
Where is she today?
Oh, she's a mother of two. Second marriage.
Okay. All right. Snitch. Ladies and gentlemen, snitch is going to ruin your life. Ben, have you ever been to jail?
No.
Ever been close?
No.
I can tell.
I almost sent someone to jail for sure.
Please.
Yes, I'm calling the authorities.
Oh, Ben's that nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, where?
Yeah, I found myself in the same room with a female who wanted to commit battery.
He found himself.
Yeah.
So, he found himself.
He's a victim. Let him tell his story. He found live himself. Your truth. Let him speak. Him too. And hashtag. Him too.
Yes. Me too, God damn it. This is going to be MTG. I found myself in the room with her, and I told her that I used to talk to somebody that she is her arch nemesis. Like, I was supposed to know that.
Arch nemesis.
You wasn't know that.
I was supposed to
did your homework.
Fuck. And I threatened to call the police on her. I mean, she ended up leaving beforehand, but...
Wait, she attacked you for that?
Huh?
She attacked you for that?
She attacked me.
For some shit you did in the past?
Right.
Oh, she crazy.
For that.
Chris, have you ever been to jail?
What is no, Alex?
Excellent. You ever got close?
What is hell nah, Alex?
Excellent.
Okay, I'd be, so you're a productive young man.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, wait, we got somebody.
I've been kind of unproductive, but you know.
Yeah.
I managed to stay out of the
good for you.
The watchful eye of the law.
Good.
You've not been fucked by the long dick of the law?
Whoa.
I got them super bad. That's just funny. You're about to be fucked by the long dick of the law.
Wait a minute, titties, officer.
A little sister with a picture.
Super bad is one of my top five.
I love that movie.
It's top five for me.
Me too.
For
me
she
too.
Wants my cock in her out her out. Oh, such a funny fucking movie. Richard, you fucking jailbird. Have you ever been to jail before?
Yes.
How many times?
Once. But close to going to jail at least 5 or 6 times, all for the same reason.
Why is that?
Suspended license.
Now, are we talking like child support or just poor?
Poor.
Okay.
Poverty.
Okay. Not your fault, right?
No, that's not, nothing.
You can't met you because you don't have the money.
Yeah, I wasn't raised with a golden spoon in my mouth, so I'm sorry, officer. I can't afford insurance and I can't afford to renew my tags, so I got to get to work.
Okay, it's just a few days late. Give me a break.
It's a few months late, but fine.
How long were you in jail?
I want to say close to a day.
Who bailed you out?
Maya.
Was she upset with you?
She was upset.
Did she cry?
This nigga.
No, she didn't cry.
Gangster.
No, she didn't cry.
She was probably more pissed to cry.
Yeah. Her brothers are in and out of jail, so.
Oh, so she knows. Nothing.
So she knows. She walked in. Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Bob. She's already familiar with the process.
Wagwan. Me back.
Who are you here for this time? Oh, it's Ricky this time. It's mine.
Oh, got a new one.
So you have to go see a judge and all that shit or no?
No, so what happened was Maya was pregnant at this time, and I had just got home from work, and we were at her mom's house. So I went over to her mom's house. Maya was at her mom's house. She was like, hey, you need to go get the money for the rent. So I said, all right, cool. Let me go to the bank and pull out the money for the rent. So I get to, I was in downtown Hollywood when they pulled me over. So I decided to take her mom's car. Her mom's car has really clear tints. And at the time, my license was suspended. This one cop pulled me over, and I was like, sir, why are you pulling me over? I knew I was going to jail. I already had Maya on the phone and everything. I said, yo, I'm going to jail, whatever. She said, don't say that. You know they always let you go. Comes to find out, the reason why they took me to jail because I had a warrant out for my arrest because I missed a court date for a previous traffic citation situation. So I ended up going to jail, and it was the most uncomfortable ride ever because I was in one of those four-wheelers that they have. And so the cuffs are behind my back. You're in them hard ass seats. It's He's so driving fast. I'm hitting that hard.
You've been there before?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay,
yeah.
And
jail is fucking cold as fuck.
They don't really give you real sheets.
No sheets. It's freezing. You're in the I was in a holding cell for the first like 6 hours with a bunch of other people, right? Yeah. So they're a bunch of them are dirty. They smell bad. They're off the streets. And there's a few guys in there.
Which jail did you go to?
Fort Lauderdale, downtown main jail.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale, don't ever get locked up in Fort
Lauderdale. The one where they bring you through the back with the big gates.
Yes, the big ass gate.
Yes.
So I was there.
Damn, plus, you got an odd detail.
I've been to multi-county jails.
What was the reason?
Oh, driving like a nigger, suspended.
No, I've been in handcuffs on the side of the street 4 times where they were going to take me to jail. By the grace of God, they let me go.
Oh, every time, let me tell you, whenever I get pulled over by like a woman, I know I'm going to fucking jail.
How many times have you been in jail?
I've been to jail 3 times. Because I don't learn my lesson, really. The first time, I was working at Teleperformance in Broward County, so I was bussing moves back and forth to that turnpike. I got pulled over. I had some weed on me. And I think I spent, like, the weekend in a Broward jail. And then they gave me like
a weekend.
Yeah, a weekend. And I think they gave me like probation.
Not too much. I gotta study after this.
They gave me probation, so I was supposed to pay $50 a month and go see somebody. I just said I'm not gonna do it. So I was going to. My car got towed. I was in Dade sliding to go get my car out of towing, and I got pulled over, and I went to a Dade County jail. So now I'm in downtown Dade. This time I'm there for a fucking week. And it is fucking awful, bro. It is the worst. Because I did spend like those 6 hours in that holding cell. It's mainly like crackheads and trespassers.
That's it, really.
And
there was a couple guys in there too, like who had suits, white guys who were there for prostitution. Oh my God. But I mean.
So then they take me out of that room. I have to get butt naked. And get processed.
Yes.
I put on the orange ones and those that's hideous.
That's humiliating. And you have to put on those little gel slides.
Sandals. Oh my God. Like they're terrible.
I hate them, dog.
They're the worst.
You feel like you're walking barefoot.
Bro, I do a week in that bitch commissary. His was crazy, right? I remember being in there talking to my son's mother every day about how we're going to get together and be married. Literally just in there for a week. And I was already in there like I was fucking Life Jennings. Already in that shit. Making plans.
Okay, baby, I promise when I get you out, like when you get me out of here, things are going to be different. Things are going to be different.
I'm going to be changed. None of that shit happened. nigga, literally, so.
Wait, your real life ain't shit.
Yeah, no, I'm terrible.
Oh, okay.
So I was in there and you have to like, order toilet paper as part of commissary.
That's crazy.
Right? So I tried to hold out and not take a shit for like 4 days, but they feed you these things called bricks. A brick is a double layer of bread, cheese, bologna, bread, cheese, bologna, bread. You can eat it now or you can eat it later. You can eat it an hour later. This is your food. This is what they're giving you.
It's your choice.
Right? So when you're eating these bricks and then drinking the jail Kool-Aid, It's like Crystal Light. It's like Crystal Light in a water cooler. And they put this water cooler in this room of you and 32 men sitting on bunk beds just waiting for your day. And so I was in, because I had probation in Broward County, I had to sit in a Dade County jail until there were enough prisoners that were going to be bused to Broward until enough niggas got arrested. So I pretty much waited a week just for niggas to go to jail.
It's a fucked up system.
You understand? So I'm sitting in there just waiting. So I can't see a day, Judge, so I'm waiting. Because the niggas saw Officer Ricky videos, niggas were giving me toilet paper, glory be to God. You hear me? Glory be to God.
Anybody recognize?
Because it was Dave. So it was a lot of like, it was crazy. When you see that, I saw a few of these niggas outside later in Coco's in the office. The hug is different. It's the, we've been to jail together.
You my brother.
You had it down with me.
But bro, so they finally got
Instagram captions.
They finally got enough niggas from Broward. It was five. So now I'm definitely in there with a nigga with a weapons charge. There's some murderers, and then there's two kiddo pedophiles, and then there's me, right? And we're sitting in like a little bus. So you're on a bench with no seatbelts, and you got the things behind you. So you sliding. I keep leaning on these murderers and apologizing. I'm so nervous. Boom, boom. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Boom, boom. I'm so sorry. So then I finally get bused back to the third jail, the final Broward jail, and I have to wait there another 3 days until I can see a judge. Because by that point, my license has been suspended 3 times. I've been in jail for it 3 times. That means it's revoked.
Yeah, habitual offense.
So now I have to get a lawyer. So my son's mother's asking me, hey, do you want me to pay for a lawyer or get your car? I say, bitch, I will be fine. Get the car out. This is my only one. Yeah. This motherfucker pays for a lawyer instead.
Of course she does.
Of course she does, right? Because of me. Not the car. Me.
They don't listen.
Son of a bitch. So the lawyer gets one of the last ones revoked. I do a class and then I'm out. Niggas, ever since then, I drive like a bitch.
What happened to the car?
Oh, the car's gone. I lost it. That's good. Lost. The baby Impala's gone.
He's not with her no more, right?
No.
That's why.
This conversation started because I was driving today and Puss was like, dog, you drive like you've been in jail before. Well, let me tell you.
No, because there's only one excuse for a nigga to drive that slow. And that's never trying to go back.
I lost my license for a week, right? I don't know. I think having suspended license or no license just makes you drive different. I've never driven so reckless. During that 1 week, I didn't have my license.
Ben, since I was, 17, 18, and I got my license, in that time frame, I'm 33 now, how many out of those 13, 14 years, how many years do you think I've had a good license out of those years that you can recall?
Maybe I wouldn't even give you a year. Probably like 3 months.
Here's what I don't think is fair, right? Suspend my license because I'm a bad person.
Right.
But not because I'm poor. That's not fair, bro.
It's a car note, man.
Like, there's a lot of dudes who license as fuck just because they don't have the money, bro. Yeah. That's not fair.
I remember I told the judge was like, Ricky, because you remember how you used to get your license suspended and you had to pay the $150. Yeah. If you get a suspended the second time, you got to pay, I think it was $250. Then the last time it was $500. So I'm paying all this money. I can't tell you guys the amount of money I've paid to get my license back over the years.
Of course.
But it all started off with me being a youngster and not having enough to afford to pay insurance. That's where it started, which led to other shit. No insurance, you carry your tag. Then you're getting pulled over. Yeah. Then you're playing tickets.
Yeah.
Then you're just paying so much shit. Insurance goes even higher.
Yeah.
And remember, it's like I say, you can suspend my license. But you can't suspend my need to go to work.
Exactly.
You can't suspend my need to go get this bubut. You can't suspend any of those needs.
I got
to
eat. I got to go party. I got shit to do.
Bro, and pre-Uber, now there's a solution. Pre-Uber. Exactly. Bro. I'm supposed to catch the bus?
Come on. Not going to happen. I'm on the flyer.
We're talking about 2010, 2011, there's no Uber, no Lyft.
None of that.
You want me to catch the 77, bro?
Kiss my ass.
I can't do that for you.
And I'm definitely not jumping on the jitney.
Where I live, I got to catch the jitney to get to the bus.
I'm not jumping on the jitney. Come on, you tripping.
Yeah.
I'm on the flyer.
You're on the flyer.
These people think I have money.
Yeah.
Because
I know what that's like to people think you got it. You got to live to the expectation.
Exactly.
The one thing Uber has in common is that the poor and the rich, they use it.
Yeah.
So you pull up an Uber, they don't know your pockets.
They don't know.
Okay? You pull up an Uber, nobody know your pockets.
They don't know.
You understand?
It was funny too when I was in the holding cell. Everyone immediately knew it was my first time because I was asking some questions like, "Hey man, you know how long they keep people in here, man? Hey man, what's the food like, man?
Bro,
them niggas devoured my food,
bro. They ate your shit in front of you.
Yeah, I let them have it. I didn't even want it. I was ready to go.
The food in Broward is better than the food in Dade.
How did they take your food? Like, they just took your tray?
The niggas are starving, but they're going to ask you, do you want those things?
Yeah, as soon as they come in there, they give out the little peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which are horrible. And you sit down in the cell, and before you can even unwrap the shit, there's at least four people asking if you want it. Like, yo, you want that? Like,
they know you don't want that shit. You have to go back to civilization.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, yeah, you can have it.
I pray to God I never have to go through that, but I feel like somebody going to try me.
Man, listen. It's but think about The thing about jail, it's more than anything, it's more boring than it is than it is annoying. It's just, you feel so stupid. All I got to think about was the time that I was wasting in there.
I got to visit a jail cell one time with the 5,000 role models. They'll beat me up, huh?
I remember
those
I used to hate
trying
them
to holler at
us. He was a role model.
My friend,
I hated all the fucking role model niggas, bro.
We
assholes in red ties. Were you guys found your role models?
No, I wasn't.
They put me in there because they said I was at risk.
You were thug ass fourth grader?
No, I was because I was black. I think they was trying to make a quota. I didn't do shit. They were like, "Oh, you're at risk, so we should go to this and be part of this." I don't know. Maybe because my grades were bad.
No.
I don't remember how I got started with
Jax. Do you believe that there's such a good thing as a good cop?
I feel like you're setting me up to have a target.
No, I mean, I don't. There's no wrong answer. It's what you think.
I feel like people just have their own perception of right or wrong, and they project that as right or wrong. So, what you feel I should be doing? So, no, I don't think there's this good. There's people who try to be good cops, but one way or the other, I think every cop has done something. They felt was right, but was not technically right.
It just feels like a long answer for no. You can just say no, Jax.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, because you said no one's right or wrong, people do bad. I mean, do you think...
You gotta understand the feel that I'm in, though. I deal with cops every day.
But you also have to be direct, because honestly...
True.
If you're a cop doing something on the side, then you're not a clean cop. Like, there's no... we have to call black, black, and white, white.
Okay. So, no. No. I don't feel like there's good cops.
And the reasoning for that is because you believe everybody has done at least something.
Because I'm from Miami-Dade, and I know better.
Okay. All right. That's a great answer. Ben, do you believe that good cops exist?
I do. I do think that there are good cops out there who go into the field with the greatest of intentions. But I do feel like they get turned at some point. Mm-hmm. They get turned because I have a theory that I feel like there's a good number of cops out here who are under the influence of some shit. Because there's no reason why you should be so quick to just kill a motherfucker. You're just angry all the fucking time. I know the job sucks, but if it sucks, you have the same ability as I do to find another fucking job.
Yeah, nigga, that fucking substance is alcohol. They be drunk as fuck, these motherfuckers, bro. You mean fucking police bars exist? Because I still feel like yours is a long answer for no as well. You said yes, but they get turned. No.
I'm saying yes, I do, but I'm just adding more. I'm adding more substance to the answer. So if you want, I could just say yes. All right, cool.
Okay.
But I mean, we should talk.
But even the good ones eventually.
Yeah, I feel like they get fucked up.
So it's just we're only relying on the new wave of good, because by the time they've been in it for a while.
Yeah,
90 days.
They're so cool. Before so they get turned. Ain't no good 10-year cops.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
They're exposed to too much. After a while, they get tired of seeing 16-year-old Gene in a foreign, and they can't pay their, you know what I mean? And they on child support, but Gene and his two cousins back to back in a Rolls Royce and a Wraith. Come on, they see too much. They become spiteful, hateful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay. No, I'm going to stick with yes.
Richard, do you believe that good cops exist?
Yes.
And what makes you stand so firm on your yes?
Because I should have went to jail 10 times, and I only went to jail once. That's one. And I have a lot of family members and friends who are actually cops. And
fuck 12.
fuck them.
I just want you to know that those 4 out of 10 times that you should have went to jail and didn't go out of jail, it's just those cops not doing their jobs. You're well aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
And giving a black man a break who they didn't understand. They knew.
Oh, yeah?
They were like, yeah. One of them literally said to me, he said, yo, I've been there before. I get it. So, I mean, it is what it is.
What story did you tell him?
He just knew. Like, my license was suspended. I had no insurance. He knew I couldn't afford it.
And I was actually, before you guys jumped off of the last topic, I was going to double back because I forgot that this happened so long ago. I was a victim of racial profiling, and I was actually handcuffed in the back of a cop car.
Yeah, that was insane. Oh, you thought you were going.
Yeah, I thought I was going. I wasn't sure what the fuck for.
And you didn't go?
And I didn't go because, like, I'm sitting in the back of the car, I'm handcuffed, And he's like, "You sure you don't want to tell me if you got anything on your record?" I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm only 18 at this time. 18, 19. I was like 18, 19.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I was recently profiled too.
And he ended up telling me, "Oh, your record isn't as clean as you think it is." And I was like, "Okay, I know exactly what you may be talking about, officer. There was one time I got a broken light ticket when I was 16 on my way to band camp. I was driving my dad's car. Is that what you're talking about?"
Fuck boy.
He was quiet. He didn't say shit else.
Because he didn't have anything.
He didn't have anything. He didn't have a fucking thing.
He was probably hoping you forgot what it was.
Band camp. Band camp broke his spirits. Fuck.
Band camp.
I got that kind of black guy. Shit.
And he let me go. He didn't have shit.
He felt like ass. He felt like shit.
Yeah, I think we've all been racially profiled.
You met one of the cops we grew up with at the game last week.
Oh, yes. That's right.
He's been a cop for 15 years.
Dirty.
And he's at the game. He's at the tailgates. And I asked him. I remember I said, "Yo, do you ever arrest anybody out here?" He said, "I try not to." He said, "I understand people are drinking, having a good time." He said, "I let people vibe. As long as I don't have to, I don't arrest nobody." He said, "I'm not here for that."
You know, I guess by my definition, that's a decent cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some cops who... Not all cops are on the beat, like on the street looking for bad guys. There's, you know what I'm saying? Like
bad boys, bad boys.
It's just not how it works, though.
What are you going to do?
Super cop ass.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, right? Like, I believe that if good cops exist, they'd be snitching on the bad ones. If we're going to be 1,000, right? If you were such a good fucking cop, you see scum all around you. If you were so good, you would barbecue them niggas. But I understand that they have to put their kids and their wife ahead of that kind of morality. I get it.
And sometimes they don't have to, man. They have internal affairs that does all that shit.
Man, get the fuck out of here. I age just niggas who used to be cops. Fuck out of here. Just niggas who used to be
more
cops. They're just old cops. So, I mean, I understand letting niggas slide. But at the very same time, am I going to say that there's a few times I've been in a strip club, seen a cop, and went, "Whew, I'm so happy you're here, bro."
Yeah.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Are there places where I'm happy to see the police? Abso-goddamn-lutely.
And people that say fuck the police, I get it. But imagine a world without police. This total anarchy. What the fuck are you going to do?
I'm not going to go that far.
I don't know about that.
Because there are places that survive with a lot less police. It's not like we're animals.
I agree. No, I agree.
Like, we're definitely a over-policed kind of place.
We definitely are. I'll say that.
Like, Miami, we have goddamn 25 different police departments in this bitch.
But there are benefits to having police. And like you said, going to Coco's and seeing that cop there, that is definitely a plus.
A breather.
Shit.
There was a shooting that took place not too long
ago. The Office.
Right? The Office, okay. Yeah.
Nigga died.
Niggas don't learn their lesson.
The world turns.
Niggas don't learn their lesson. And niggas are going to be there right now, and they don't care.
All right, Jax, my brother, before we get you out of here, you were talking to me about your agency earlier, and I thought it was very interesting and innovative. Tell me more about the agency.
All right, Messengers Talent. We're a management company. We're a management company where we manage talents such as myself. I'm a client of my own agency.
So you're not only the client, you're also the player president. That's really cool.
That was definitely a caption. you have Dark Skin Beauty. You have Young Casino. We have two other people that we're going to be announcing soon. We manage them and help them guide their career and their artistry. Messages Talent has been a while. I think we just hit a year. To be a messenger means to deliver a message to your artistry, no matter what it is. We all have something we want to say, right? Everything that you do has a message in it. Even through your comedy, there's something you want to portray. There's not even an underlying agenda, something you want to say. So to project that is to be a messenger. And we also have the publishing company, Messages Publishing. We get your books published, voldingmessages.com. Go through that.
I want you to understand, this is a nigga from Miami, bro, with an agency that cultivates talent and a publishing company for authors. I think that's huge. I think it's dope, and I think it's really innovative, bro. Congrats to you, and I hope that shit grows big. Now, where can they find you?
I appreciate that. For the publishing, for the talent, see what we have. If you want to book somebody, or if you're thinking about, if you need representation, messengerstalents.com. For the publishing company, moldingmessengers.com. We have books all over the United States and outside of the United States. We have provide global distribution now. We've been hitting every college university, South Florida, for the past few months now. So we actually teamed up, the publisher company, we actually teamed up with DCM Law, and we're doing a men's empowerment brunch. We're bringing men together. We're bringing like-minded men, people from not only the corporate world, but the entertainment world, people who want to become entrepreneurs, who just doesn't have that foundation, that guidance to understand how to get in or how to connect. It's November 16th at West Palm Hall. Tickets available at Eventbrite. Just Gentlemen's Empowerment Brunch. We also have an Instagram, Gentlemen's Empowerment. Get your tickets there. We have some of the elites of Dade County coming out. Just come out and make a connection. The reason why I feel like this networking thing, it matters, this connection. Let's say you go to this event, you meet somebody, right? Now, when you pick up the phone call to call them or the email, it means something now because now they have a face. Right. You came to this event, so you're trying to do something for real. So that follow-up is different. And it's more effective when you meet people face-to-face and you're able to present to them your vision. You might have an idea, but you don't know who to connect with. This is where you need to be. We've lowered the price so that everybody can get their tickets. Gentlemen's Empowerment Brunch going down November 16th, available at Eventbrite. We're also sponsoring 10 high school kids, young men, to come out and be a part of this and witness what we got going on. So
that's what y'all pull up and support the young brother Jax, man. A lot of positivity, a lot of good shit you're doing. Empower these niggas, bro.
Yeah.
niggas never get brunches for us.
We don't do it with each other.
We don't do it with each other. And so to see, I want to see young brothers like me, you know, in position doing these things. I want to see young bosses. Everybody, you know, talk about they making moves, but, you know, the likes and the followers don't mean nothing. Like, are we really making moves?
You really got to get your butt out the seat in the streets. You got to
get out there, get in the field, and do something for real to build something. That's what I'm about, building. Like, let's build something because that's how the Jewish people do it. You know how they work? Right? Let's say we, all three of us here are bakers, right? But you're the guy who provide the flour. All three of us invest in you, make you the flour plug. Now we all copping from you. That's why their community stay together.
Because everybody's happy. Everybody's making happy, a little
everybody
more.
Invests, everybody, they build their own plug. They make their own plugs. They're not competing with each other. Now you're the flour guy. I'm the bread guy. He's the culture guy to do something else. That's how we're able to connect and do things together. We don't have that in a black community.
Let's get like-minded people under one roof and talk about business. Let's empower each other. Support the young brother, Jax. You're Jax the Messenger on social media?
Yeah, Jax the Messenger.
Jax the Messenger.
J-H-E Messenger.
All right. My last question here. Ben, whose job is it? I'm sorry. No, I'm tripping. This or that. This or that right now because I'm on the drugs.
Welcome to the this or that section of our program.
Hey, 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 nigga,
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 nigga. This, that, crit, crack, big, bad, big, cat, sis, rap. All right, cut it up. Ben, who, this or that, whose job is it to plan out the anniversary festivities? The man or the woman? Because if you're a dude dating another dude, we're not even talking to you. So...
whose job it is?
Because clearly somebody has to plan out the thing, right? Cause I don't unless people make anniversary plans together. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do it together.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, like as a couple, you have conversation. You know what I'm saying? So when in conversation, these things come up, like, oh, you want to go there too? Yeah, I'd love to. I didn't even know you was interested like that. And then boom, next thing you know. Anniversary, we out.
Okay. I kind of get that. So then the burden isn't on an isolated party. It's on them as a collective.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's a planned thing, you see, what happens is a lot of the times it's just left in the air, right? And when it comes down to it, it doesn't fall on the women.
when it does pass.
When it's in the air, it falls on the guy.
Always.
Ooh. Hmm. So then, if you don't jump out in front and initiate, hey, hey, bae, let's make together plans 6 months in advance, it's going to be your ass.
Yeah, it means that you would like, you must plan a surprise. That's why we ain't been talking about
it. Why is like that, bro? That's not.
I don't know. I ain't making these rules. I'm trying to figure out who's making them too.
I feel you know, but those are the rules. You're right. Those are the rules. Ben, where does that fall, man or woman?
Well, I feel a little conflicted with this question because I don't really feel like there's an obligation to any one party. I will say that I've always been the one to plan the anniversary festivities. I've always been the person to man and spearhead it all.
All relationships?
Every single last one of them. Every single last one of them. And that's kind of by choice because I kind of get a kick out of being creative. You know what I mean?
And one can say, like, after the first one or two, you set the expectation already.
It's habitual.
Yeah.
You know, it's habitual at this point, and it's expected. Now, who can do it with their hands tied behind their back and actually it be effortless, it be the woman, to be honest. Because they're just better at that shit in general.
Have you ever been surprised for an anniversary? Or, like, re-surprised?
Never.
So, like, no one's matched your effort in that way? Like, you had a surprise, then no shit, nigga, boom, Xbox in your face. You ain't see that coming.
No.
Like, no one's ever shocked you like that?
Not for the anniversary, no.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Ricky, whose responsibility is it to plan out the anniversary festivities?
The man.
Yuck. Why?
Because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. Take it from me.
Message. Message. Message.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Three messages.
A real message.
And then when you don't do anything and you ask, what did you get me? I'm still waiting on that answer.
Oh! That's a woman. They can do that.
Because you know why?
Women can make up their own rules as they go.
You know what you was going to get for your anniversary?
What?
Some pussy.
Some pussy. Some
pussy. On a vacation that you planned.
That's the least you can do.
Yeah.
That's the least you can do.
I'll look at some.
It's the very least.
Jax, whose responsibility is it to plan anniversary festivities? The man or the woman?
It's going to be the man. It's going to be the man. Because the women I typically date, they're going to come at me with, you're the man. You're supposed to be the leader. You're supposed to lead me and take control and do that. So, but I would like to be surprised.
Right.
Ain't that like the worst argument, though, bro? Ain't that like the worst argument?
It's not a real argument.
I want to date those women that go viral on Twitter that be doing shit for their man. Like, what are they making them
where
at?
They you seen the little
before the viral moment.
You saw the girl who put together the little NBA 2K kit for Dom?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With slippers and
$20? Yeah.
Bro, like,
I want that.
I bet you, I bet $100 that the next week, the following week, she went off on him about playing it for too long.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck out of here.
You see how
Take it back. I don't even want it no more. Take it back.
You see how women always talk about how magical they want their proposal to be? Like, what are you doing to reciprocate that? Like, what opportunity do you have as a woman to match the energy that you want for your proposal?
Right.
Where is that?
Speaking of 2K, this was the first year I bought 2K since dating Maya. She's bought all my other 2Ks. And I remember playing the 2K. I'm like, I didn't understand. She used to get so mad at me playing 2K. I'm like, aren't you happy that I'm playing this game? You getting your money's worth. Not only that, you rather me in the booty club?
Where do you want me?
What do you want me to do?
Go home.
Jesus.
You ever, like, got into an argument? Put it down. I just want to talk to you. Okay, fine. Talk.
Yeah.
No, not like that. just talk. Fuck, if you want to talk, okay, talk.
Say what you got to say.
Say it.
Spit it out.
No, I just want to talk. Not like that. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get out of here.
They want attention. They want their attention.
They're fucking big children, dog. The fuck, man?
This is infuriating. Because if you had something important to say, I get it. But, bro, I just can't see myself stopping her doing what she's doing to tell her that somebody was mean to me at work. I would never disturb you to do that. I would never.
We're never going to figure them out, fellas.
They're monsters. This or that. Who has the better women, Date or Broward?
Date. I can't trust no woman from Broward. I can't. Ooh. They set up.
What is?
They are, listen, they're all Kodak lovers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't trust them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't trust them. Day too, though.
Bopping ass.
But I know what to expect out of it. I can read a setup in Day. I can nag of it. Okay, you want the same here. Broward, I don't know.
You don't know what the setup looked like.
I don't know what the setup looked like. And it's like more vicious than Day. Like, you're not just going to rob me. You're going to get me killed and chopped up.
I keep saying that for some reason, Broward people. Niggas have been calling them cowards for so long that now they're too scary.
They
have too much to prove.
They got
too many wigs, too many golds. They're terrifying. I don't know when Broward became these niggas.
Imagine the women, though.
That's what they love.
Yeah. So they're around these guys, and they're a product of their environment. So now they're killing us, too.
Mm. You bring forth a strong argument, Jackson, I must tell you.
They think they're thinking face on.
I got two niggas out here stroking their beards. What's popping?
I was thinking about the answer, but I prefer Miami women over Broward women.
Ooh, why? Two for two.
Just the way Miami women think, like, I don't know, like, they're just a little more entrepreneurial, I want to say. Like, you just have a different kind of drive, whereas not all bra, but some bra women, they just don't give a fuck. They're a little too gutter.
We know that neither of these are all right. But based on your experience.
Right.
That's all you can base this on.
That's all I can base it on, yeah.
I think we've all given both county enough dicks to be fair, yes?
Yeah.
All right.
One county I don't care for at all is West Palm. Palm
I'm telling you, there's some special things up there.
I don't care.
It's special up there.
They're different.
They're different.
It's like they down for whatever.
Palm Beach is special.
They ain't used to nothing.
It's an
for whatever.
They've never seen this date business before. Mm. It's an hour drive.
They're not used to nothing. They're easily impressed.
Trip you made too many times, huh?
Oh yeah, he's made that trip.
Ben,
that's why you keep getting them licenses.
Ben, better women, Dana Broward.
I'm not gonna lie to you. My answer is extremely biased, but then again, this entire conversation is gonna be based off of biased opinions.
Exactly.
I don't want a woman that's gonna call me kid. So I prefer Broward women.
That's only Miami women.
If
that's his experience with Miami, I have to respect
it. Right.
Okay.
They all call you kid.
I love you, kid.
There's nothing sexy about it.
Fuck me, kid.
You fucking the shit out of a nigga, kid.
Kid, I'm about to slide on you, kid.
It's not sexy.
Where you at, kid? Pick up your phone, kid.
Kid, you hungry? I cooked.
Come slide on me, kid.
Kid, you still at that podcast?
You want to go out on a date? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
A Broward bitch would be like, what the fuck a podcast is?
Ugh.
Broward bitch.
What's a podcast?
What a podcast is.
You need to leave them Lauder Hill women alone. That's what you need to do.
Fuck that, man.
Don't go past commercial, bro. That's
that death sentence.
Don't go past commercial. That's the rule. Chris, better women, Dana Broward.
Bro, I have no idea.
Kakalaki ass nigga, I forgot.
Why do we even ask him?
He's a kakalaki.
I guess Miami would be considered like the more ratchet. Yeah.
All right. And then Brian, what you got?
Would be like a more upscale.
Appreciate you, man.
Or nah, I'm wrong.
I mean, yeah.
The Broward women that I've met seem to be a lot like more English speaking.
So they have a better grasp of the English languages.
That's a fact. It's like sometimes talking to the ones from way down in Miami, their accent is just like they're using the same words, but then they mean something else.
I will turn around and say this, though. Miami women got a certain type of energy about them that I like.
I love it.
I like that energy that they bring sometimes.
It's a life, you know what I'm saying?
I just like the way they think, bro. Like, I just like the way they think, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just think different to me as opposed to a lot of these broad women.
But if we're being honest, I think Jamaican women are the best.
That's fair.
I mean,
a Jamaican woman from Jamaican woman from Dade or Broward.
I beg and plead to differ, but you know.
Whatever.
You know. I'm a motherland bubba man myself.
I like him from the grill.
we're going to do from the grill. Kill feature sign, gentlemen. Kill feature sign. Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, Bow Wow. All
right. Please kill Bow Wow. Like, seriously, kill him. Sign Snoop, feature Nate Dogg. He's the best feature man of all time. You know, I think this was super easy.
I was so consumed with coming with a this and that included all dogs that I didn't think about how easy this was.
I was going to ask what happened, and then I realized maybe he was pressed for time.
No, it's just Nate Dogg, Snoop Dogg, and Bow Wow are all dog-related. Yeah. That's what my focus was.
I see why.
Is everybody's answer the same? Yeah, okay. All right. Briscoe, Jackie O, C-Ride.
I'm going to sign Briscoe.
He's going to jail.
Liability. Smart guy over there.
I am going to kill Jackie O.
Wow.
And I'm going to feature C-Ride. Jackie O came out with that one shit, and now she's leading choirs at churches.
I feel like with the NWO media machine behind her, she could be an incredible artist.
So where you going, Chris?
Oh, unfortunately, we're going to have to kill Briscoe because he's going to go to jail anyway.
Yeah, liability, bro.
But before he went to jail, he was on fire. He was with Wayne and them niggas. He was the big artist in all of them. He was an actual artist.
Yeah, but still.
Where's C-Ride and Jackie O? So what the hell?
I feature C-Ride. I find room for it. Get Cool and Dre in that bitch. Yeah. Make something happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's the Miami formula.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Make
the Miami, Miami artist starter pack.
Ben, kill feature sign, Jackie O, Briscoe, C-Ride.
Okay, so I'm thinking in the year 2019, like with the blow-up situation of female rappers, I'm kind of inclined to want to keep Jackie O alive just to see what's going to happen.
That's a great answer.
I kind of want to see what's going to happen. Now, I don't know what the hell to do with Briscoe and C-Ride. I guess I'll feature Briscoe, kill C-Ride.
I think I too signed Jackie O. I really like C-Ride, but I have to kill him. Because I think that Briscoe will give me a much more energetic feature.
Yeah.
I think with female empowerment, I do want Jackie O. So I have to kill C-Ride out of just nothing else.
Briscoe fucked himself because right now, the way music is, he'd be perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he out.
Yeah, but it's like
he has to regain momentum, and that's tough.
His fan base, we all grew up. You know what I'm saying? So now he has to appeal to those young kids.
That's the thing. Like, the game is fickle. So if not you, then somebody else. Yeah. Always. So it's just, when he left, they found somebody else. He just has to kind of get them back, plus whoever else is for him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sick, guys. Pardon my sniffling. I sound like death. Son of Ben, we have now reached the Ask Real Nigga section of our program. Ben, if you will please. Hey, 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 ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide.
Nigga.
Fuck, boy, like a country. Nigga, nigga, follow me on Twitter. Nigga, nigga, bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga, nigga, no, I'm quick to hit. Nigga, nigga, and we like Big Tigger in the basement for some reason.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I wanted to throw us off.
This is
fucking niggas.
This is an amazing question from my brother RG.music on the gram. He says, if your wife gives you a hall pass, do you A, take it no questions asked, B, don't take it but wonder why she offered to give it to you in the first place?
I say no, because it's everything they do is a test. It's a trap. Don't take it. Don't fall for it. It's like setting out cheese for a little rat. Don't do it. So I would say no.
Ben?
Don't take the bait, man. What's wrong with you? Women are the most methodical creatures on the planet. Every woman should apply to be a fucking FBI agent. There's shit that they've done either in their past or are currently doing that you have no clue about. Do not. If it smells fishy, don't fucking get in the water. Don't catch that shit.
Mm-hmm. If it smells fishy, try to clean herself.
Yeah. Yes, they do. All that.
Nitoyer yourself, ho. if you get pulled up on with a hall pass, Chris, what's your reaction, cuz?
Where the fuck you get this? Where the fuck did you go?
Who are you hanging out with?
That they got hall passes for you to be getting and giving out. Because you must have got one too, huh? You ain't never buy nothing for just me. The hell?
I don't want no court supervised pussy, bro. I want to cheat on my own. Don't help me. I don't need your permission. I don't need your hall pass to do this. It's not the same. You know those court-supervised visitations with your kids? You want to spend time with your kids on your own. Yeah, you want to raise your kids by yourself. You don't want no court-supervised person approving your parenting. Oh, shit. I don't want court-supervised
pussy.
No, we can't use that. Right.
I don't want it, bros. Ricky, are you hungry? You're rubbing your belly like an animal.
I am.
Okay. This also profound question comes from our brother, Dark Refined_Melanin. This question says, why are most women trash? I'll start. Brother, I don't know. You know, they were raised entitled. They were all told that they were princesses. They were all told that they have sunshine in their panties and they need to protect it under all circumstances. They were told by their fathers that they were special. They were given nice dresses. They were given tiaras. They still think in their hearts that they're princesses. No one told you what you had in your pants was golden. They just told you don't pull it out in front of people because it's weird. That's all they told you about it. No one called you a little prince. No one coddled you. They slapped you on the face. You don't think you're special. So you're a human being. But little women, they grow up to be monsters because they think they're somebody. But they're really trash. Anybody else?
Feel free to send all venom directly to Plus's inbox.
Take it.
Please.
I think if we knew the answer to this question, we'd find the cure for cancer. Like, we'll never know the answer to this question, but yeah.
Because even in that question, that implies that we understand women 100%. And we don't.
We don't know why do what they do.
But we agree that they're trash, at least. Like, we've come to this point.
I agree that they have trashy ways about them.
You got so pussy. They're trash.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody is trash in some way, shape, or form. It's just that it's more acceptable for women to play as if they have no trash qualities. Mm. But we have to be the poster child. We have to be the poster children.
Yeah. Nigga, men ain't shit is on poster boards. It's a popular hashtag.
Yes. You know how many times a fucking day I see the phrase, men are trash? On my timeline,
it's literally
they flood the timeline with that trash.
I'll show you right now. I had to mute the phrase on Twitter. I went to my settings and I muted it.
Because you don't need the negativity
you see
in your
it
life
all the time, bro. Like, relax. It's disgusting. Why does it? Oh, and somebody had an astute observation on Twitter. This was so beautiful. You're gonna love this, Plus. Somebody posted the fucking scope of two mana thing. I don't even know what that means. Yeah. And it says, men are trash. And somebody retweeted that, a guy, he said, if all men are trash, then that would make y'all raccoons, right?
That's funny.
Come on, bro.
That's true, though.
Since you're on the road, give me your final thoughts today, brother.
Little hungry coon.
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Please direct them to Spotify, Apple Podcast app, SoundCloud. We're on all of that. All right. Search our name on Google. You'll find us. You'll find the three Haitian Negroes who call themselves the Niggas with Opinions podcast, along with our Jamaican brethren right here, Vegan Trap Lord. And also, please do not forget to tell your friends about the Niggas and Nightmares party. It's going to be a great time. I can't stress this enough. We know how to bring the good times, and we know how to bring the good laughs. Why not share it with us?
Richard, any final thoughts this evening?
Yes. Do not forget to plan your girl's anniversary, because your life will be ruined if you don't. Even though she may or may not have anything at all planned for you. But just because you are the man, you should have automatically planned something for her. So don't do it.
Hey, we're sorry. Christopher, any final thoughts today?
I got one today. People, if you're out there and you run into me in the grocery store, at the gas station, anywhere in real life, don't call me a dread. I hate that shit. And under my breath, I really whisper that I'd be a dread if I killed your ass and walk away.
Why the negative connotation on dread?
Because it's just short for dreadful originally. The way your hair looks is dreadful.
Dreadful.
Dread.
And they shortened it to dread.
Yeah. Mm.
So locks is the proper term.
Yeah. Excellent. Or just don't make reference to my hair. Ain't got nothing to do with you, fam.
Just say hi, cuz.
Yeah, what the fuck? You don't see me running around. Hey, black guy.
Hey, bald.
Hey, Faye.
Like, what the fuck, man?
What's good, Faye?
Lighten up, cuz.
What's that, nigga? My final thoughts today. Ladies, make sure you towel check these niggas whenever you go. I beat you to it, bitch. Oh, yeah. Speedy, bitch.
Okay.
towel check these niggas, man. It's disgusting. Ben, song of the week this week.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of T.I., a.k.a. the King of the South. Do you recognize that still?
But he's still, yeah.
Okay.
He's not been dethroned.
Track title is I Can't Be Your Man.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
One more message from TIP. I represent every man in America. Now, the world. You want to know what he think about when he ain't talking to you about why he can't be your man? You sure you want to know? My girl say I don't love her. She say we just fucking. Nothing against you. It's just that I hate tuxes. She wanna toast with the moon, the ice, throwing the rice. Wake up with me for the rest of your life. Ask me where I'm going, when I'm coming back, when I bounce, running the mouth. Call herself the queen of the south. Redecorate the crib, throwing satin on the couch. Catch me out of adulterating, taking half of the house. Well, it ain't she don't deserve it, it's that I don't wanna give it. The life she wanna live, shout it, I don't wanna live. From making money short as me, making all sorts of digits. From Kiki's and Shanique to Bianca's and Bridges. Popping up unannounced, shout a call before you visit. Nothing up by the number, mind your goddamn bitch. Look, dick, some shit by tip won't change. We can hang, but I gotta let you know one thing.
I can't be your man.
It ain't you, it's me. I'm sorry, shout
I can't be your man.
Where I been? I don't see no rings on these fingers. Look to the future. Find somebody better than me.
I can't be your man.
You deserve much more. I'm no good for you, show. Don't it seem like shit be cool for a month and a half? All of a sudden, you're fronting and showing your ass. Complaining about what you got. Shout it, look what you had. Before me, it was pull-out couches and Benetton bags. Now she mad because she ain't got a TV in a Jag. I tell you what, that ain't good enough. Get back on the bus. Give her the princess cuts and the prod and stuff. I take you out to eat and you order the bottle of what? Ungrateful. Wondering why I'm not faithful. Ballin's all good, but this shit's just waste. Want me to pay your bills, help you get a bigger crib. Shout out, I don't mind helping, but show some initiative. Ain't brought nothing to the table, but hard times and heartache. Do something, get on your grind, for God's sake. A reminder, rewind this, message from your hind. For those who chose to take my kindness for blind.
I can't be your man.
I don't cheat cause I ain't shit. I cheat cause you ain't shit.
I can't be your
walk in the house, you sit on that goddamn couch. You ain't got nothing better to do.
I can't be your
cook,
man.
Clean, iron, paint a wall to bitch. Shout out, do something, work with it. Yo, shit, shout, I'm dropping your ass off at your mama house, right? One more scenario about another jazz hole that I met on the road after a show in Ontario. Shout, say she got a man. That don't really scare me, though. But she say he got a tune. So, but what he jealous for?
Cause you told him you would cheat.
Hell, but what you tell him for?
Shit, what they got to do with two?
You better let him know. Now she wanna let him go. But what for? So you can get with me and keep being a slut hole? I don't think so. Baby, better stay with your ass. I'm no good for you. Never mind the weight of the ass. You got a kid in the crib with him. What's better than that? I'm in town for the week, you better settle for that. Cause
I can't be your man.
I'm here for 4 days, shout it. 4 days. I can't change the world.
I can't be your man.
He don't treat you right. What they gotta do with me?
I can't be your man.
He be cussing y'all shit. You cheated on him, shout it. Can't you blame him?
I can't be your man.
He ain't gonna bring that bullshit to me. I don't want none parts of
it. I can't be your man.
Look here, man. Get that shit out of my face. Kick rock. I ain't gonna have nothing to do with it. There will be none of that around here.
I can't be your man.
Besides, y'all, you talk too much. I can't deal with it.
I can't be your man.
You say you work well? Make it, dick. Get the hell out of here, y'all. Man, look, hey, I can't deal with it. You got too much baggage with you, man. You and little Opus Cunningham, y'all kick rocks down the damn street. I can't deal with it, y'all. Complain, you ain't got what? Shout out when I met you, shout out you were barefooted sitting on the railroad track with some straw in your mouth. What the hell you complaining about what you got now? What, nigga, you got steak and eggs right here. I'm saying what the business is. Get the hell out of here, man. Hey, man, you need to show me some appreciation right here. You're in the damn living room more than the motherfucking furniture, shout out. I can't deal with that shit, man. Get a damn job. Do something for me. Lazy bitch. All the bad bitches in the world, and I had to hook up with the Cyrus hoe in America. Why don't you take the weight off my back every now and then? Why don't you pay a bill? $30 damn. The cable bill ain't but $30 damn, dollars. Why don't you change, flip the man?